what I want to tell you about, really, is how it all began and then how it moved on from there. And it began with a letter from a lawyer called Christopher Harmer to me at Jesus College, where Jane and I were then living. He said that he represented a person, by implication a person of means, who was would be interested in archaeology and perhaps in helping the archaeology department, could he visit us? And he didn't disclose in the letter the name of the potential benefactor. In fact, the name was blanked out in one or two places, which gave a slight air of mystery to the enterprise. But it wasn't difficult to reply affirmatively to the letter, and so we arranged that the group of three should visit the department and have lunch in Jesus College. And so that's exactly what happened. Dr. MacDonald, and as it turned out to be, and Christopher Harmer, and his advisor Ken Mosley, all came. This was, I think, in 1988, if I'm not mistaken, around the middle of the year 1988, and they came, and so Dr. MacDonald came to lunch, and we had a very interesting conversation. He was a very lively man, showed great interest in all the details of the equipment of the department, the laboratories and so on. Then he had lunch with invited guests, including some of those here. He discussed the Paleolithic with Paul Mellors. He discussed Mesopotamia with Joan Oates, and I think David Oates was with us on one of these occasions. He met Anthony Snodgrass and others. He said, "Oh, well, that's very interesting. This is after lunch. Thank you very much. Goodbye." And he left, and that was fine. But that was all we heard of it for a while. And then a few months later, I got a letter saying, from Christopher Harmer, saying, "Can I and Ken Mosley come and call on you again?" And nothing much had happened. So this time they were offered coffee and biscuits in the department. And they arrived and said, Dr. MacDonald was very interested, and he would like to offer you for the department £100,000 a year for 5 years. And can you indicate how you would dispose of a larger sum? Now, you can see that was a very good question. And so I thought about that very good question, and I did have the idea that we needed a building, we needed an institute, and we needed, above all, we needed laboratories. And so I already had that thought. After I'd had this positive discussion, I contacted Ken Edwards, who was the Secretary General of the Faculties, and there'd been a misfortune with the previous benefactor, I was told, where the university hadn't been very quick on its feet and hadn't really got itself organised and been very welcoming. So that mistake was certainly not made on this occasion. Ken Edwards was very dynamic. He thought, well, there's that space, which was a car park where we are now. He asked, I think, David Todd Jones, a consultant of estate management, and an architect was commissioned. I don't remember the name of that first architect, but he did a sketch of what an institute might look in this location. When Dr. MacDonald came again, and he was quite keen to come soon, and I didn't really want him to come in term time when I was doing lots of other things and so on, and he became impatient, and indeed he nearly became irritated at our delays, but it was clearly better he should come in December when term had ended, and so he did come in December, and that's when we really did try and roll out the carpet, so to speak, in Jesus College. It was around Christmas, so the choir came dressed in their surplices and sang in Christmas carols, and there was a very fine reception, of which I can give you one or two memories. There's Jill Van Andel there, and this is Dr. Mack, that's Jane, of course, and here are various distinguished people. That is Ken Mosley, his advisor. I don't have a photo of Christopher Harmer, I'm afraid, and you'll recognise many of the other people there, and so we were all keen to talk to Dr. Mack and fill him with enthusiasm. And out of that, really, came the notion of what the Institute should be, which is a very wide-ranging
institute, and the suggestion arose, yes, we did want a building, and it should be an institute, and naturally it should be the MacDonald Institute, so that's how the whole idea arose, matters went ahead from there, and it was, I think, in 1990, I'm not going to talk about very interesting visits others had to Dr. MacDonald's homeland in Fort William, to Inverlochy, but that may be mentioned by a later speaker. But we had a proper signing, and there's the Vice-Chancellor there, Michael McCrum, the Vice-Chancellor at that time, and other persons, and we had a formal signing when the notion of a MacDonald Institute was established. And his advisers, Ken Mosley and Christopher Homer, were very helpful. They knew his personality, that he was a man like to focus on things, and they said you should get it up and running as soon as you can. He will be willing to support that. So we looked for premises. In fact, Dr. MacDonald helped us look for premises, and we found some suitable premises, and he said, no, those are not good enough. Then we found some good premises above Boots the Chemist in Sydney Street, 62 Sydney Street, So there is what the Nucleus Institute consisted of: the MacDonald Grants and Awards Fund, then a number of projects, the MacDonald Lecture, which we set up at once, the Cambridge Archaeological Journal, which Chris Scar may no doubt talk about, was the first editor of, lunchtime seminars, the first MacDonald Conference, and the monographs. We commissioned the portrait of Dr. Mac, which you see on the back wall behind you now. He saw the portrait, and he was not a man always generous in his praise, but he muttered something about, I suppose, to do or something, and that was high praise from Dr. Mack. The theme, really, of the MacDonald Institute in the early years, and perhaps still, is cognitive archaeology, which very much reflected the interests of the doctor, here are some of the early volumes. That volume there was published by Cambridge University Press because we didn't at that time have a series of MacDonald monographs, otherwise it would have been the first MacDonald monographs. And here are others on that theme, and others again. And so there is the Illicit Antiquities Research Centre, and there are the various issues of Culture Without Context, which is a polemical journal, and there is Stealing History, which was a polemical publication, and I hope Jenny will say a little about those things. And then here is the Archaeogenetics Laboratory, and Peter Forster will speak about that, and there are his early collaborators, and there indeed are early publications in that direction. And then another thing we did was have a series of conferences on the prehistory of languages. And the Nostratic Dictionary was one of the great products of that. There are some of the other early projects there. And then, of course, the MacDonald Institute monographs, which is perhaps one of the most important products of the Institute, were edited and production edited by Chris and Dora. And there are some of the early monographs. And there, in conclusion, is a nice picture of Dr. Mack. He was a kindly man at times, and a jovial man occasionally, and that, I think, shows him to good advantage. So thank you very much.